and that's where we start firing the stove. Of course, we used kerosene lights, that's all I knew anything about. And
back in the old days, they called it
coal oil. That was a common name for it back in those days. And if I'd get up and want to fire right quick, I'd get the coal oil jug and dash a little coal oil on the fire and light a match to it and go on off.
When you got it started, you put a big old something in the back of the fire? Would you put
a backlog?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. We had backlog. We just wouldn't right at first when we first built a fire in there. Wouldn't have a backlog much.
Yes, sir.
But then after the fire gets kind of burned down, gets some cool, we'd put a backlog on that, and then it didn't take as much wood then.
I see. And you put it on the what? You had them things.
Dog irons.
In the fireplace.
Well, some people call them andirons, and
yes.
I don't know what all.
But yeah.
We call it,
but up over the fireplace, sir, did you have a kind of something up there where you could?
No, we didn't have that. It's just hanging to hang a pot or something on to cook in, you mean?
Yeah, or something, you know, something over the fireplace you could put a clock on, kind of a.
Oh, a mantle, yeah, we had a mantle up there.
Yes.
Over the fireplace, like up about. Well, when I was a little fella, I had to tiptoe to reach up on it.
Yes, sir. I'll be. And all that black, do you ever have to clean the chimney out?
Oh, yeah, once a year, before when I set in, we'd get a long cane, you know, run up there and get the soot out. Or sometimes they'd catch a rainy day and get a newspaper, a piece of paper, water of it, and light up in there and burn it out. That sounds funny, burning the soot. But it'd burn out. It'd go out to the top of the chimney like a...
Yes.
Like the house was on fire.
And, Mr. Harvey, can you tell me about the things you had in the house? Other things you had in the house, you know, to sit in, that sort of thing?
Well, about all we had. Mother had an old armor. She kept her things in. And we didn't have many clothes, but she'd washed you all during the week and kept us kind of halfway clean. And had a dresser, washstand, with a bowl and pitcher on it.
Yes, sir.
And of course, a bed.
Yeah. You'd sit in a, what'd you have to sit on?
Well, we had straight chairs, a few rocking chairs, not too much. Mother and Dad always had the rocking chair.
Yes, sir.
But we'd have some kind of straight chairs to sit on.
But y'all didn't have a lot of stuff back in those days, did you?
No. It's I'm proud of what I had. I thank the Lord many times for what I had. What I come up with. But nothing to compare to today. We don't have no whole lot of stuff in our house here. Our children, they're not happy if they ain't got to all this and that and the other in the houses now, you know. But then that's times, you know. I was raised up in a Christian home, and
you're what religion, sir?
Baptist.
I'm Methodist. I hope that won't.
I'm not proud of any of them. I'm just as proud of the Methodist as I am of the Baptist.